Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm your host for these daily challenges on Redeem the Commute. And today's Thursday, so we take the topic we've been looking at all week, the inner changes required to find rest, and we see how we can apply it to our lives, how we can try to live it out. This is important because in our culture, we don't often value rest. If you ask somebody how they're doing, they'll very often say, oh, I'm fine, but busy. Busyness is almost always part of people's answer when you ask how they're doing. It's a badge of honor in our culture. We want people to know we're not lazy, we're contributing, we're active, we're busy. It's something we value more than we should. It's very often true that we are too busy. We do have our work and our rest out of balance. And it can come from our sense of slavery to work. We need something at the center of our lives to be at the center around which everything else revolves, and work can very easily take that place. Its demands on us can be overwhelming and constant, and constantly growing. And so we can get a sense that we need to constantly feed that monster and keep that going and going and going, and everything else has to fit around it, whether that's family or God or our money, where we live, time we wake up. Everything else seems to revolve around work, especially if you're living the busy commuting lifestyle that so many in Durham Region do. It starts to look a little bit like slavery, and that's what we've explored this week, how we can be slaves to our work. One inner change that can help us combat that kind of slavery to work has to do with our satisfaction. It has to do with how we feel at the end of the day or at the end of the week. If we feel like we haven't completed anything, that we haven't finished anything, and it's just going to be worse next week, that there'll be more emails waiting for me Monday morning, then we have no sense of satisfaction that we've accomplished anything. And that's what keeps that machine going, that machine of guilt and worry. And so instead we need to find a source of satisfaction that isn't simply about our work, that can then help us find satisfaction in our work and everything else. And I would suggest that satisfaction can be found in God, particularly in the work that He's done through Jesus Christ. We can feel, because we're broken, sinful human beings, that we need to work to get back to God. We need to work to fix this world and its problems, whether they're interpersonal, inside of us, or whether they're big picture, worldwide problems, like, say, global warming. We can feel we constantly have to feed that machine. We have to constantly be fixing our problems, working hard to make things right. It can be overwhelming, and ultimately, not satisfying. Where we can find satisfaction is in knowing that God is God and we are not. In knowing that in Jesus Christ, God has done something decisive about the problems in our world and in us. And we can rest satisfied in what Jesus has done. And from there, participate in building God's kingdom, including through our work, and find satisfaction at the end of the day and the end of the week that we've done that work. Jesus has freed us from our need to prove ourselves. So we can tell ourselves, you know what? I don't need to prove something through my accomplishments this week. Jesus Christ has already accomplished what matters most. And now everything else can be informed and transformed by that. That means I can take a Sabbath rest every week and look back and say, you know what? I have accomplished something this week. I haven't accomplished everything. I haven't changed the world this week. But Jesus Christ has. And in Him, I do my work and I do my part, small as it may be, in building God's kingdom. And I can take satisfaction at the end of the day by looking back at the week and saying, I've done the work that God gave me to do. And now I need to do the rest that God gave me as well. Some ways to structurally do that are to maybe write them down and journal, and then to pray for those things that have been accomplished in the last week, to thank God for them, and to ask God for help in doing next week's work. But simply to give it over to God, that's what matters most, is to recognize it's not all about us, we are not God, and to give over our worries and our guilts and our unfinished business to God. Then we can look at the next week in perspective. I know one person who is basically a problem solver at work. She constantly has problems to fix, and every week can feel like a crisis. And she's had to emotionally realize, this is my work. My work is to solve problems, and so I don't need to treat every week like a crisis. It doesn't need to impact me and who I am. I don't need to feel guilty that there are problems to fix. Because this is my job. This is my small part, to fix this week's problems. And then next week, I'll fix next week's problems. But as we saw yesterday in Jesus' take on worry and anxiety, we have enough anxieties and worries for today. So let them be for today. We don't need to worry and be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will come and we'll deal with its problems. And we can do that through the power of Jesus and the satisfaction he gives us at the end of the day and the end of the week. So here's our challenge for you today. I want you to divide a piece of paper into four columns and think about the last week of work. In the first column, write your worries. In the second column, write your guilts. Then in the third column, write down any unfinished business. Now in the fourth column, I want you to write some words that represent who you are made to be, by God. Where are the disconnects between this column and the other three? Well, that's my challenge for you today. I hope you'll take it on and maybe not do it alone, but share it with somebody else in your life. Start a little discussion group of people who are following these daily challenges. Share them with them. Watch the videos when you're together or even if you're apart. Whenever you are together, discuss how you're doing. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.